Hey, welcome to Sleep With Me, a podcast that's here for one thing, to help you fall asleep. The way it works, you get ready for bed, turn out the lights, and pull up your covers, and press play. After that, what you're going to do is put your racing thoughts aside, whatever's bothering you, whatever's keeping you up at night, whatever you're worrying about, because we all worry. Tonight, you're going to step away from those thoughts in your head, and you're going to listen to me tell you a bedtime story. And I'm slowly going to send you off into dreamland as my story gets more and more boring. Don't worry, it'll start out interestingly enough. Is that interestingly? Mostly, most disinterestingliest? I don't know. Don't worry, it'll start off interesting, and then it'll get boring. Before you know it, your alarm will be going off, and you'll be getting up for a new day. Now, if this is your first time here, older episodes are on iTunes or on our website at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you have any questions, comments, or you feel the need to just express yourself, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com is how you can get a hold of me. Or on Twitter at Dearest Scooter. If you can take the time to fan us on Facebook or like us, Sleep With Me Podcast, that'd be great. And I would really, really appreciate if you could tell someone about the podcast or go over to iTunes and review and rate us. Thank you so much for trusting me to help you fall asleep. I really take it as a sacred, sacred task. I don't know, boredom. I take my boredom sacredly. I'm not sure what that means. But I'm really here to help you fall asleep. I'm someone that's always had trouble falling asleep, and I can remember that, you know, I tell someone, oh, I got insomnia, I can't sleep at night. And the first thing they always say is, oh, it's in your imagination, or you're just being dramatic, man, or you don't have insomnia, you're just nuts, or, you know, you just don't want to get, you know, whatever. Don't let people, I'm not here to disregard or judge your why you can't sleep. Maybe there's a body buried under your bed. I don't want to know about it. Or maybe it's just hard paying the bills, or you got someone that works with you that's difficult, or maybe, you know, you had too much tea, or maybe there's just someone, they keep saying maybe, and it's making you crazy, and you just want to call them and yell at them, but now's not the time, because it's time to go to sleep. So, I tried to do a fast intro to this podcast, but it didn't work out so hot, but I'm here to help you fall asleep, and thanks for coming. Tonight, we're coming at you with another episode of the Florida Project, starring our buddy Pitt and his new sidekicks, Stephanie, and Karina. Both made up names, and Pitt does his own voices. He sounds a little bit like me, because let's be honest, he is me. When we last left off, Pitt had just met Karina. He stood up to her, and she respected that. And now she's part of his team. And they're out on the road as we pick up. Well, wait, let me just... Let me turn the mic over to Pitt, or let me log into whatever. So here's the latest episode of The Florida Project. Hey, everybody, it's me, Pitt. I want to check in. So just fill you in what's going on. Right now, we're driving from Las Vegas to Austin, Texas. Whew. And it's not been going so hot. So I'll just give you a kind of walkthrough of what's going on. So it starts out, we're in the VW getting ready to go. All right, Karina and Stephanie don't really like each other or something. I don't get it. So it's like this whole, it's like, hey, I'm driving, totally driving. Steph is the best driver. I'm going to drive. I could drive the whole way. I can drive like 10 hours without stopping. So I get totally in the zone, like totally. Really, because I've driven professionally, and you just don't look like, with your like, totally, that doesn't make me feel safe. I need a driver that makes me feel safe. So I think I'll drive. Girls, you know what? Let me drive, and then, let's not. I'm going to drive, and then we'll switch driving. We'll take a bathroom break every 2 hours, and then we'll switch drivers, okay? I totally could just drive six. I could drive six, and you guys could drive two each. Really, really. Okay. So we start driving, and I drive first, and then Stephanie, and then Karina. When it's Karina's turn, for a while we listen to the radio, and it was like, okay, you drive, you get to listen to the radio. That was like when I was driving, when Stephanie was driving. Stephanie doesn't like noise when she's driving. She likes it to be, and she hums. So that was kind of annoying. But so then Karina, she had like had her headphones on the whole time. As soon as she starts driving, she plugs her phone into the stereo with one of those tape cassette adapters. And Stephanie freaks out. She's like, this is so lame. Your music sucks. Totally sucks. And they're fighting over, like, Band of Horses and King's Dominion. And Stephanie is, like, all into, you know, it was not, like, it's like pop versus indie versus, I don't even know the genres, okay? Like, I remember when there was like math rock and I didn't even know what that meant. And I don't even think that exists anymore. So, you know, I was like, well, you know, she's driving. So she gets, and then Stephanie demanded that the next time she gets to drive, she gets to use Karina's phone. And then she's like, well, that's my data plan. So I get to choose. If you want to use my phone, I still get to pick the music. And then, oh man. So I was like, you know, come on, let's work together. Let's work together. Just let her, you know, choose some music, and then she won't be humming, you know, the whole time. She's like, and 2 hours like that, like I didn't have headphones or anything. Whew. I mean, I was so anyway. Then Stephanie gets to listen to her music. So now Stephanie's driving on her second shift, and I see up on the side of the road a hitchhiker. I'm like, hey, Steph, no, I'm not picking up, pull over. I want to stop. There's a woman. Come on, see, she might need some water. We'll just give her water. We don't have to pick her up. No, she totally, like, this is lame. Huh. This is Karina speaking, and this woman could, you know, this she we're not, guys, girls, just stop. We'll offer some water. Maybe she's nice. We'll give her a ride. She looks kind of, so we pull over, and it's like this Earth Mother, you know, hippie young lady. Attractive. Her name was, like this really long name, but we just called her Burke, which I think it was, I can't even remember. It was like Bergen Dagger. I don't know. Burke. So we called her Burke. So she gets in. I thought, should we offer some water? And then I'm like, you know, do you need a ride? And she's like, well, where are you guys going? And we're like, Austin. She's like, oh, man, I totally dig Austin. It's so rad, man. Let's go. Let me hop in. So we hop in. So Stephanie's still driving, playing her music. And then Karina's like, Burke, what do you think of this music? Is it, like, headache-inducing? Do you think this is the best music to be listening to while driving? And if you pay attention to the way Stephanie drives, she is like she overcompensates. She's like one of those people that over. Can you just stop totally? Like, Burke, like this music is just fine, right? Okay, this is You're in Town the musical, and it is awesome. So quiet in the back. This is a narrative, and I'm picturing it in my head and driving at the same time. Yes, I'm picturing You're in Town being acted on the road, and that helps me focus. So just shush you. Totally. Yeah, see, I told you she was crazy. When I drive, you could just tell Burke, you told me your favorite music, and then, I'm into Fish. But you could also, like, put on something else. But Fish would be great for me. Man. Well, I'm not going to play Fish, no offense, but, hey, girls, I kind of like Fish. I remember, like, laughing. He's kind of like our boss, but, Bert, you just stay with me, okay? Are you like totally trying to steal Burke? Because me and Burke are like, we're more. See, I'm like attuned to the earth, like Burke is. And Burke, if you want some fish after you're in town, I mean, you're in town and fish have like kind of same message. Like if you listen, if like Karina was listening to You're in Town, she would realize that it's about like the bourgeois and the destruction of the earth and the proletariat, and loving the earth means that we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in if we're in You're in Town, because you get You're in Town, and you know, peeing is not a privilege. That's what I think Fish has a song like that, like, but if they don't, it's like a like a metaphor for their music, because I do not believe in the privilege to pee. Or no, I guess I do. Like, I mean, my point is that You're in Town and Fish are closer than like whatever the whatever you were listening to with your like band of rebels or whatever, with the keying and the hipster stuff. I was listening to Beethoven, which is way more like Fish than You're in Town is like, you're thinking it's such a musical. You know, that realize that the guys that made You're in Town were trying to, it's like a meta musical. You didn't probably don't even know what that means, and they wrote it really fast. Even though I agree with you, it stands up. So I'm not hating on You're in Town here, but it's like a meta musical. It's a commentary on musicals at the same time that it is a musical. So you just don't even get it. And yes, I like Band of Rebels and Motorcycles, but yeah, I like Beethoven too. And the Fish and Beethoven are like, And You're in Town. Well, I guess, wow, you actually have me, because they're all kind of have. Yo, man, you guys talk a lot. Oh, man. Yeah, so why are you guys going to Austin? Oh, Burke, let me tell you, this is Pitt here. Pitt, PIT. Yeah, Burke, we're going to Florida by way of Austin, Texas. And we've got something big going. We got a business going. How are you between jobs, Burke? You kind of, I don't believe in a job, man. Like, I'm this mother of peace, traveling the earth for right now, but you know, I'm not between anything, man. I'm living today. I'm not in tomorrow or yesterday. Yeah, so, but tomorrow will be a couple tomorrows, a bunch of tomorrows from now, we're gonna be in Florida. And I've got big business plans there, and these young, wonderful young ladies. But Burke, who do you think's prettier, me or Karina? Because, I mean, obviously we're fighting about our. I mean, clearly we're both intelligent. I mean, no offense, Burke, but probably more than you. But like, who do you think's hotter? Because like, obviously I'm way in better shape. I've got some voluptuosity over here, Steph, with your guns. Yeah, so I'm more lean and mean, and she's just mean and not lean. So don't you think I'm hotter? Like, I realize her, she does have nice hair. Oh, Steph, thanks. Thanks. You know, I really, you think yeah, and you do have curves. I mean, I wish I had the curves you do. I mean, I'm proud of my body, but yeah, it's natural, and yours is natural too. Yeah, you guys still talk a lot, man. Yeah. You know who's not hotter than us or smarter than us? Burke. Yeah. Burke, you are you Burke, you're definitely not driving. This is Karina here. You are not driving, 'cause I can look. What? You guys don't want me to drive, man. I'm driving right now. I'm guiding us with ultrasonic waves of vibrations. Yeah, you're totally not a. Okay, girls, can you not? I'm working on Burke here. So, Burke, are you, would you, be interested? Have you ever thought about, you know, you seem. Do you believe in free love? Burke, this Pitt. Burke. Yeah, free love. That was like in the 60s, man. And what they didn't realize is that sex and love comes strings attached. You know, there's always something. But I'm about talking about the elephant in the room before it happens. So if you want to have sex with me, man, yeah, maybe. I might think about it. I'd have to see you naked. But, yeah, I mean, let's talk, like, what are your hang-ups, man? And what are you going to do after? Like, is it going to be weird? Are we going to be cool? How am I going to feel? What about my feelings? What about my needs, you know? So, yeah, why do you ask? Because you got these other girls, so what do you need, man? What's your hang-up? You like some kind of dominator? No, Burke, I'm here to... You know, we just happen to come across you. I do believe in synchronicity or fate or synergy. And, you know, I was just wondering, we're headed to Florida to work with men, to pleasure the men. Not me, but, you know, we're going to open a house of pleasure, of sexual pleasure. Wow, man, that's deep, like the House of the Rising Sun or something. There's a house in New Orleans. This is how rising sun. I don't know. Was that a gambling place or a bar or a prostitute? Many rooms and a many old boy. Hey, oh my God, Burke's like Pitt. Burke's like having some sort of spell. Can you just totally? She's starting to weird us out. Yeah, Burke, maybe we should just drop you off somewhere, like, in the desert. Totally, we should drop her in the desert. She could talk. She wouldn't even know. She'd talk to some cactus. Cacti. Yeah, cacti, right? See, aren't we smart? Yeah, Burke. Yeah, Steph, pull over. Yeah, I'm totally going to pull over. Girls, come on, this isn't funny. We can't just leave her in the desert, especially if she's under some... mama... She was a tailor, man. So my belief. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, we can't. I'm pulling over. And Burke, you better drink some water. She probably won't even know to drink water. We shouldn't spend any water on her because if our car breaks down. Okay, I'm parked. All right, you fuckers. All right. Yeah, get the fuck out of this car. Burke, please don't speak to my friends like that. That's not poli- Oh, is that a gun, Burke? No. And a Bowie knife? Yeah, you fuckers, get the fuck out of this car. I'm fucking stealing this shit. I'm not fucked up at all, man. I'm just fucking strung out a little bit. But get the fuck out of here before I blow some fucking holes in your fucking skanks. And you want to be fucking pimp. Wow, I'm swearing, man. Just get out of here. Get out of here, I'm taking this car and all your crap and all your water. You want to talk to some cactuses? Why don't you two bone some cactuses, hoes? Okay, girls, just get out of the car. Girls, get out of the car. Point the gun at me, Burke. Point the gun and the Bowie knife at me. Okay. Let the girls go. Okay, the girls are out of the car. Do you really want to do this, Burke? Because I'm not a man to be trifled with. I'm a man, pimp, not, like, a man not to be, in training, not to be trifled with. I don't know, I don't have an anachronism, whatever, but you don't want to mess with me, Burke. Listen, you fucking dude, like, you're like lame, man. So, just get the fuck out, give me the keys, and I'll see you suckers, alright? I'm gonna be if you wanna catch a glimpse of this ride, it'll be in Austin, man. That's right. I'll be chilling. You guys walk there. I'll see you in like a month or two later. Get the fuck out. Oh, what? Dude. Pitt, man. She totally stole our... What the fuck, damn it? Yeah, that was... We need to... All right, girls. Calm down. I know you're about to freak out about the lack of water. The sun's beating down on us. She's driving away. Take some breaths. Don't worry. I have a plan. Now, take off your tops and take off your bottoms. What? Yeah, I'm not, what? This is not the time. Take off your tops, take off your bottoms, leave your bras, and your, I know I'm not supposed to say this word, but panties, leave those on. Just do it, now.
Why? Why are you acting so, we just got robbed, I'm still, like, totally, like, stressing out.
Yeah, this is, get your clothes off now. So then, like, this pit, guys, I'm, you know, this, that was like a dramatic reenactment. So the girls stripped down, okay? I just want you to know that, like, it wasn't really happening, so you weren't, like, freaking out. But the girls, they look good in their underwear. But don't worry, I had a plan. So here, let's go back.
Oh, what? We're going to get burned. We're going to get skin cancer and stuff. I'm going to dehydrate.
Okay, get on the side of the road. Get on the side of the road and start dancing. We're not that's going to make us sweat and dehydrate faster. Get on the side of the road and dance. And as soon as you see a freaking trucker, entice. So the girls are dancing on the side of the road and it's looking good. The first truck starts to come. I can see it 30. I'm like, entice, girls, entice. Come on. So they are waving and dancing. Of course, the truck pulls over. And the dude pulls over. Boom, I hop up the cab. He rolls down. I'm like, what's up, bro? He's like, what's going on here, dude? I'm like, listen, what do you think of riding about a few miles with two half-naked girls in your car? You can't touch them. But, you know, what do you think? A couple pretty naked girls in your cab for a little while, huh? Well, you mean I can't touch them, bro? No, you can't touch them. There'll be no sex or anything. That's not what I'm offering. But you could have two beautiful naked women next to you, almost naked, next to you for a little while. Well, can I smell them, man? You could, like, I'll sit next to you, and then the girls will be next to me, and you can smell them at a distance, but no smelling. No nose to body contact, all right? Oh, man. Let me get another look. Hey, girls, entice. All right, get them in here, bro. Okay. Girls, come on.
Oh, is that you? Did you just sell us this man?
Pull it together, Steph. We might have to kill them both. Okay. Girls, relax, man. I got it covered. All right, trucker man, what's your name? Billy. All right, Billy. This is Corinne Steph. You can enjoy looking at them. I'll keep my eyes on the road here. Well, you girl's pretty. You smell great, too. All right. Here's what you're going to do, Billy. You need to pick up the speed here. We're going to see a VW bug up here, and I'm going to need you to drive it off the road. Don't crash into it or anything. Just get it off the road. But you didn't say anything about that when I picked you up. How do I say this, Billy? Do you want to see some breasts? Naked breasts? Yes, I would. I would love that. All right, well, I'll tell you what. You can see some breasts just as soon as you get that VW off the road. Okay. Oh, okay, I'm gonna... There it is. Okay, I'm gonna get it over. So, Karina, you got quite the body on you. And, Steph, is it? Stephanie? Wow, I'm out of my vocabulary, can't even put the word what your body's like. It's nice and taut, I guess I'd say. Okay, I'm pulling on this girl off the road. She seems to be not a very good driver. She's stuck in that ditch. Okay, I got her off the road. Can I see these breasts now? Oh, no, Billy, you just wait here. The girls are going to get out, and we're going to take care of some business, and then... You can see plenty of breasts. Oh, my God. You do it. Okay, girls, just get out. I'm going to deal with, what's her name? Burke. All right, Burke. Get the fuck out of my fucking VW.
I have a gun and a bowie knife. I'm going to have to...
Yeah, go ahead and shoot me. I got a trucker right there. I got my girls right here. You're going to kill all four of us? You're going to be like the, speed freak VW bus killer. He'll do serve like 30 years. He's got some kind of camera in there.
Wait, he had a camera? He had a camera? Totally, he got us on camera?
So, Burke, give me the gun. Give me the knife. Get the fuck out of my VW.
Oh, man. I totally always dreamed about having one of these at Pop Top. I didn't even mean girls. I'm sorry. You were being mean to me. I just saw it as a crime of opportunity because you guys are such... I was planning to rob you the whole time. I kind of liked you after a little bit. Especially you, Pitt. You're kind of sad in a depressing way. So totally, like... plus, you guys were calling me Burke. That kind of made me feel feminine.
But, oh, here comes the fire ambulance. Oh, at least it's only a fire truck driving by. I thought that was it for me. Okay, Burke, listen up. Here's how it's gonna work. Okay, let's let that fire truck go by. Girls, wave the fireman. Yeah. Yeah, don't show. Okay. So here's how it's gonna work, Burke. You're gonna go into that cab of that car. You're gonna take off your top. You're gonna show Billy in there your breasts. He's gonna look at him, he's gonna drool, and then you're gonna get out. And you have two choices. You can sit on the side of the road and wait for the police, who will arrest you. You can sit on the side of the road and wait for some other sucker to pick you up, but I'll have your Bowie knife and your gun and everything else you have on you. Or you can come with us. You'll be Steph and Karina's assistant for now. Your job will be to make sure they're both happy. Whatever they need to make sure they're happy, like whether it's switching, driving, like any complaints they have, they're going to file them with you. Okay? Oh, wow, I love this. Totally, I love this idea. Karina, what do you think about it? This is great. We're going to, so she's going to be in charge of, so if Stephanie's bothering me, she's doing, I'll just tell Burke, and Burke will take care of her, right? Yeah, exactly, Burke. And this is going to kind of be an unpaid internship, and if you think you can prove yourself for the Florida project, you will. If not, we'll just drop you off in Austin or somewhere else. So that's it. You can get in and join us and maybe work your way. You know, you might be able to work your way out of an internship assistant role. But for now, you're... what if I just assist you with taking your pants off, Pitman? No. You can be the girl's assistant or you can... get your ass on the side of the road and talk to some fucking cactuses. Oh, man. All right. I guess I'll be that girl's assistant then. Like I'm a human complaint box, eh? Yeah, no. Burke, try to look at it like you're a... yeah, I guess kind of like a human complaint box, but you need to actually deal with the complaints as well. So congratulations. Thanks for joining us, girls. Let's hit the road. Okay, folks, and that's kind of how it played out this past day. So I guess I'm good. I got another girl with us, and she's dealing with the other two girls' crap. I mean, I guess I'm learning as I'm going. I didn't even try to do any seduction in this episode. I just tried to be myself, and it actually worked. So yeah, I'll catch up with you after whatever comes next on our way to Austin or in Austin. And thanks so much for checking in on the Florida Project, and I hope you have a great week. And I'll see you soon. Good night.